This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
This Sunday, the 9th of February, Melbourne will be taken to the streets to protest the religious discrimination bill that is at the moment being drafted in Canberra. And we are so pleased to welcome into the Joy Studios, Ali Hogg,
one of
the organisers of this weekend's rally. Ali, welcome to Joy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. And great to have you here, the lady with all the information.
I'm so happy to be here.
Look, Ali, for those who don't know or have been living under a rock and haven't heard of the Religious Discrimination Bill, can you give us a quick rundown on actually what it is?
Yep. So, it all started when marriage equality was won. Within weeks of the Yes announcement being announced, the government promised the conservative right
the
in
soul
Australia.
Losers.
Yeah, the soul losers. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That they've got something in store for them. So they decided to have an inquiry into religious discrimination. And basically what came out of this inquiry wasn't really that much at all. None of the recommendations actually frame these bills, but they put, when the bills actually came out, the first draft of the bill, it was, had nothing to do with the recommendations. It basically was just a whole lot of rights for bigots to be able to discriminate. So it didn't have, it doesn't really have anything to do with religious discrimination or religious freedoms at all. Like when people think of religious freedoms, you might think about Muslims being persecuted, but it's basically allowing bigots to be allowed to discriminate. So doctors will be allowed to discriminate if they think that it's wrong for a trans person to be able to have a script for tea or testosterone injections and so on. The list is actually really endless on who it's going to, who it can discriminate against.
Because we don't know yet. Any law, like anything, it'll be played out eventually in the courts or in public media. But this could have an effect not just on the LGBTIQ
That's
community,
right.
which we seem to be the ones out there jumping, but this could have an effect. Your boss could say to a female employee, I'm not going to promote you because my Bible says that women are not as belong on the same level as me. And you would have no rights then to be able to use that in court under a discrimination
case. That's right. In court, it's based on your belief. So you don't even have to prove that it's in your Bible. You just have to believe a particular thing and believe it's because of your religious belief. So there's nothing that actually says it needs to be written in any Bible or any religious script.
Like we've actually been talking a little bit about women and what they dress today and how there's flack about the politician wearing the off the shoulder and then J-Lo and so. Will there also be people that can say, well, I don't believe women should not be covered up? So you could be working for someone and next minute you're told you have to be covered.
Not be covered up or covered up too much in the case of Muslim women. So people can be
You'll be able to actually
able to discriminate against people of other religions. And when I say that it's endless, the amount of discrimination we could see, I'm not kidding.
But why is the government wanting this bill if we've already got anti-discrimination legislation?
We have some of the highest or strongest anti-discrimination laws in the world, that we can't discriminate against someone's religion, your sex, your age, your sexuality, we already have these protections.
Yeah,
why are they
these,
looking for more?
A lot of the anti-discrimination laws are state-based, they differ across different states. So Victoria's are okay, and we're not as good as some of the other states. Tasmania have some of the most progressive laws in that sense, and these bills will actually override some of those state legislation.
Fiona Patton did tell us that because here in Victoria we went through and you can't protest near sexual health clinics at the moment, and she was telling us that if this comes in, that'll override the state laws and people will be able to stand out the front again with disgusting pictures because their religion says it.
Yeah, that's a tricky one because one of the things to do with that law that disallows you from being able to protest outside clinics is it means that we also will not be allowed to protest outside these clinics if the clinics decide to ban trans kids from coming in or if they decide to ban people from disability. Oh. So I personally, controversially, don't support that law because I think it can be used against us.
Yeah.
And we couldn't actually, back then when that law was changed, we couldn't see ourselves in this situation, but laws like that always can be used against us as much as they can be used against the far right. So,
What's your feeling on, so this isn't something, what's your feeling on the one that was passed around saying that the Byron Bay Satan like group, they've done a really amazing letter to yeah. say, well, theirs is a religion, so yeah. they don't even support this.
Mm.
But what were they trying to say with their letter saying yeah. that they'll be able to endorse Satanism?
Yeah, well, I think it goes to show how broad these are. And so who's to say that, like, there's nothing in there that would say that they could, that law couldn't be, like, the Satanists couldn't be recognised as a religion. And a number of people have come out and said, well, can Indigenous people say that their beliefs are their spirituality, and they're, like, who's to deny that their spirituality isn't a religion if they consider it to be one? And yeah. then can they use that in terms of stopping bulldozers from being able to knock down their birthing trees and so on? So, but I think some of those arguments are fair,
yeah.
but I also think that it's really important that we try and stop these bills from getting through altogether because, like, maybe
it's
we can look
make
at those things
very,
down the
very
track,
murky
really
and very.
Will.
It's almost quite a dark thing to think yeah. of how murky it could be.
Is this bill being supported by both sides of our politicians? I mean, we know that we've got the Liberal coalition government pushing it through, but I believe Labor has been very quiet yeah. across the whole, you know, where they stand.
That's right.
So, I mean, we understand the Greens are actually against it, but let's be honest, there's not that many of them yeah. in there to control.
Yeah.
Well, have we heard from our other politicians?
No, Labor have been really silent. There's... Albanese came out and said a few words recently after the Australian Medical Association came out opposing it, which was a really great step forward. Like, they're quite a conservative body, and they came out and said that they oppose these bills because it's going to be, like, it can be... The fact that medical institutions and private doctors can discriminate is, like... is tragic, and I think that it's really appalling that Labor have also been so silent on it, and it's...
40% of our medical hospitals, nursing homes are owned by religious institutions yeah. and they're now going to have the right to discriminate against their staffing and mm-hmm. things like that, and I think it's
and
pretty
so
sad.
Most charities are also religious based. So I think that that could also be pretty scary. And we've already seen people being discriminated against, not being able to access services and help and support from the fire relief.
I did yeah. see that last Friday the government stopped taking submissions into this bill, which they were basically all came from religious people. We all got a chance to send things. So is it too late for us to stop this, or it looks like it's going to go up into Parliament to be voted on?
Yeah, I don't think it's too late to stop it. And I think we're in a good position because ScoMo's on the nose at the moment. So I think it's a really great opportunity for us to come out and put our show our opposition to this by coming out on the streets. The submissions to the bill are now closed. So now the best way for people to oppose it is to kick and scream, and you know, social media campaigns are fantastic, but having the protests on the streets can make a really massive difference, and we saw that during the marriage equality campaign. So
where can we get information about the rally? Where yep. is it? Where are we going?
So we're going to be at the State Library on Sunday the 9th of February, so it's this Sunday
mm-hmm.
and we'll be marching around the streets of Melbourne. People can look it up on Facebook. I think we've changed it to the title to Sack ScoMo.
Scotty from marketing.
So, yeah, so people can, you can either look up Sack ScoMo or No Right to Discriminate Rally and or Rainbow Rebellion. We've got a Rainbow Rebellion Facebook page and people can go on there and like that and find out more information.
Ali, I adore you. I really, 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 really look forward to seeing you on Sunday. So
definitely, Ali. Thank you so much.
I hope everyone comes.
You've done a lot of good work for us during marriage equality. We saw you everywhere and I'm glad to see you haven't given up.
Oh, thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.